Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And we're back for hour number two of Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Umat has the weekend off. Dr. Jerry Mixon is in front of the microphone taking your questions today. And here's that phone number to call, 206-421-5757. We're headed to Kirkland. We have Bill calling in. Hello, Bill. Welcome to Leading Edge Medicine.
Hello, Bill. How can I help?
Hi. Hey, it's great to talk to you, Dr. Mixon.
Well, I'm delighted to have you with us.
So I live in Kirkland. I'm 68-year-old guy here, and I believe in being a good consumer. Part of being a good consumer, I think, is reading all the ingredients, reading expiration dates, listening to what they say. One question I have for you is, it seems a lot of products and services are getting a lot of mileage out of the claim. They say, oh, we're FDA cleared. Can you tell me what does FDA cleared mean?
There is a variety of FDA involvement. There's a variety of FDA involvements in medically related products. At the bottom of the chain, we have foods and supplements. Okay? Supplements basically are generally considered to be safe, and they are essentially not regulated except by what are called good manufacturing standards, which means you have to have a clean facility, and what they say is in the bottle is supposed to actually be there. And supplements are treated pretty much as though they were foods because they are dietary supplements. That's their role. The second great one is the over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. These are things that actually have been shown by the FDA to have a significant impact on a human disease or condition. So pain relievers, decongestants, that sort of thing, are under that category. They have to be safe enough and have a low enough side effect profile that people can make their own decisions about what they use and how much they use. The recommendations on the labels are just that, the recommendations, but nobody enforces them. Okay. The next step up is pharmaceuticals. And those are compounds that have a high enough risk of causing problems that you have to have a licensed physician to determine whether or not you need it and how much of it you need and for how long you need it. So anything that requires a doctor's prescription has been determined by the FDA to have a significant risk and side effect profile. So people need to realize every prescription drug has the potential to do significant harm, or it wouldn't be a prescription drug. Okay? Now, the second category, though, from drugs and foods is devices. A FDA clearance simply says that the FDA is not aware of any significant harm the use of this device will do to you. That's it. It has nothing to do with its ability to help you. It simply has been shown that if used as directed, it does not have any significant risk of doing you harm. That's a pretty low pretty low standard.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And then just one question about health. Something, I guess, it doesn't bother me, Dr. Mixon, but every time I eat a meal, when I sit down to eat any meal, within 2 minutes, my nose starts to run. And I have no allergies or I have no, I must be, something's exciting my sinus or something. But anyway, have you heard of that before? Is that anything I should be worried about? My nose just runs almost constantly while I'm eating that meal. What does that mean?
It probably means there is something in that food that you do have a sensitivity to. It's triggering the mast cell degranulation in your your nasal sinuses or the nares. The only way to sort that out would be to do a food allergy testing. And they've got panels where we can actually do radionucleotide testing on your blood of a couple of hundred different food products and say, you know, yes, you are probably reacting to this, that, or the other. And, but
well,
what it comes
with me,
down to
it's any food. It's every meal, doesn't matter what it is. For the last couple of years now, this has been going on.
That is interesting. Now, I don't have any great answers for that one, except that if it's significant enough that it's causing you serious distress, then we probably ought to get an ENT and an allergist involved. But I'm not... It doesn't sound to me like it's causing you any major problem. You get a runny nose when you eat. It doesn't prevent you from eating. You're staying well nourished, I presume.
Oh, yeah. There's no pain, discomfort. Doesn't bother me. Nothing. Except maybe after I've eaten a big meal, then I sneeze about six times over the next 5 minutes after if I get real full.
Yeah.
But other than that, there is no problem. It doesn't bother me. But
okay. No, I mean, nothing comes to mind except there may be a very low-grade occult allergy to something. But the question is it worth doing a multi-hundred-dollar workup trying to find out what it is? If it bothers you enough, you can get an allergist to go in and do all kinds of testing trying to find it. But if all you do is get a runny nose or occasional sneezing, I would not get excited.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for that help. Thank you.
All right. Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for the call, Bill. All right. The calls keep coming. And here is that number to get into the call queue, 206-421-5757. We're headed to Maple Valley. We have Patty on the line.
Oh, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hello, Patty.
Hi. Hi. Good morning. Okay. So where to start? Last night, I've been gone for a few days taking care of my daughter, came home, we had dinner, and right after dinner, my husband just started gibberish, and I'm like, okay, it sounds like a TIA. We've had a couple, maybe two or three of these before. Mm-hmm. So I called 911, they took him down to the ER, and they're saying that they are wondering if maybe it's a seizure instead of a TIA, and they want to put him on this med. And I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, a lot of the side effects are things he's already dealing with. And the med was LACOSAMIDE. And I'm looking at that, and I'm like, I don't know if we should take – oh, and then they plan to – they're going to go to a neurologist and have an EEG done. And I'm wondering if we should wait on this med until after he's had the EEG to see if it's seizure – or if we should try this med.
How often do these episodes occur?
No, I think his last, what they said with the TIA was 2 summers ago, I think.
Okay, so every couple of years.
Yeah.
I think I would be inclined to see the neurologist and get the EEG before I started medication.
That's where I was.
If you're going to use an anti-seizure medication, you ought to be pretty certain that there's actually a seizure.
Right.
And if they don't know for sure, if they're guesstimating, and this is something that only occurs every couple of years, I'd go ahead and you know, take my chances on it happening again and getting the neurologist involved and get the EEGs and try to sort it out. Because the side effects of many of the seizure medications are significant. And besides,
right.
if it is a seizure and if this stabilized his brain function, the seizure activity would probably not show up because he was already on the medicine. So if there's an abnormality there, I'd like to not hide it. I'd like to go ahead and get the study done before you try to suppress it.
Sounds good. That's what I was thinking. I hadn't thought about that aspect, but I was thinking about, because he's already dealing with dizziness and drowsiness and unsteadiness and agitation and all of those things. He's already dealing with that. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is not going to be good.
No, so that's not complicated don't have to.
Right. And he's on lots of meds already, and adding another one, you know, concerned me if we don't need it. Thank you. Because that's where I was leading to. I thought, I don't want to start this until we've had that EEG.
Yeah, well, hopefully you can get into the neurologist fairly soon. Unfortunately, sometimes the neurology consults are, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months up the road. And I'd hate to see him waiting that long. But.
Right. Well, at the ER, they said, maybe 2-3 weeks. And I'm like, well, that's what you say. But to get the appointment is, you know, that's another hole.
Yeah, 2-3 weeks. I'd be delighted if you can get him in 2 or 3 weeks.
All right. I will be too. Okay. I thank you so much. We listen to you every day. I mean, every Saturday. So thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
You have a good day.
All right. Thank you for the call, Patty. We're taking a quick break and we'll be back with Jerry and John with their questions in just a moment. And if you have a question for the doctor, here's that number to call in. 206-421-5757. We'll be back with more Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon in just a moment. Welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette here, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon, talking about your calls and talking about your health. We're headed now to our next caller. We have, we have Jerry on the line calling in from Silverdale. Hi, Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, hello.
How can I help,
Dr. Mixon? Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about prolotherapy for my knee.
Okay.
I started having problems with my left knee last summer when I was doing a lot of fishing. And by the time I got it x-rayed by the orthopedic doctor, he told me I'm going to be looking at a knee replacement. On my left knee, the cartilage on the inside of my knee joint was getting pretty thin, and that's where the pain was.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave me a cortisone shot in October, and now I'm already starting to have pain in that joint again. And I know too many people that have had problems with knee replacements, so I'm willing to try almost anything to avoid a knee replacement. Now,
so
a friend of mine has told me that she did prolotherapy through a naturopathic doctor, and it's helped her for 15 years. So I was wondering what your opinion is on prolotherapy to treat a bad knee joint.
Okay. Well, prolotherapy is often helpful for chronic pain issues, but if indeed the cartilage in your joint is getting very thin and there's an inflammatory process going on, I would be leaning towards PRP and stem cells as opposed to prolotherapy. The concept of prolotherapy is to provide a a mild irritant that basically triggers a mild inflammatory reaction, which in turn triggers healing and growth. So you provide a very mild irritant in order to trigger growth of tissue. But that's not likely to help the deep tissues like the cartilage in the middle of the knee. That's more of a superficial sort of thing, or along the ligaments or tendons where they apply the mild irritants. So if I was trying to grow new tissue in a knee joint, I'd be looking at PRP and or PRP with your own stem cells.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't have any experience in this stuff, so I'm going to have to do some research on this. I don't even know what PRP, this is the first time I've heard of it.
Oh, okay, well, let me explain it a bit. Platelet-rich plasma is what PRP stands for, okay?
Okay.
In your plasma, you have a structure called platelets. Platelets are very fast-growing. They're typically involved in patching little leaks if you have a damage to a blood vessel. The platelets will go to where the damage is at. They will form a clot that basically stops the bleeding, and then they start rupturing. And in platelets, you have 9 different growth factors within the platelets. And they then release these growth factors at the damaged tissue and cause it to heal and repair very quickly. And this is important for all of the veins in your body because you're always bumping and injuring yourself. And as you get older, your tissues become more fragile. And so these platelets are very, very important to keep us healthy and repair the minor damage that we so often incur. What we can do is to draw a blood sample, spin it down for a bit, and take out all the red blood cells and the white blood cells and have just the serum, the plasma. And then you spin that plasma down at a higher rate, and it packs the platelets down deep into the bottom half, the bottom part of that serum. And you draw off and discard the top half. So now you've concentrated the platelets in a smaller volume of your blood, about 1/4 to 1/3 of the blood you had. You've now got all this platelet-rich plasma. Platelet-rich plasma then can be injected into joints, and it ruptures and releases all of those 9 growth factors within the joint. And that can help to decrease inflammation and promote healing. Okay? So platelet-rich plasma has been used in orthopedic surgery for a couple of 2-3 decades. It's covered by insurance usually. But we've now got a newer modality that is often used with platelet-rich plasma. And that is they can take stem cells, the cells that grow new tissue, out of your bone marrow or out of your abdominal fat, isolate these stem cells, these cells that can turn into other tissues, and inject a mixture of the stem cells and the platelet-rich plasma into the joint. Now you've got stuff that is actually releasing healing and growth factors from both the stem cells and the platelet-rich plasma. And in a significant number of people, up in the range of 70 to 75% of the time, you'll actually get enough growth and healing in that joint to become pain-free. So that's the way I would try to treat this before I considered getting a whole new joint, having them take a saw and cut off the bottom of my femur and the top of my tibia and fibula and put in a brand new artificial joint that, you know, that doesn't have the capacity to heal and repair. Because knee joints don't do as well as hips. Lots of people that have had knee replacements still have pain because artificial knee joints are not nearly as good as artificial hip joints. So I'd try to fix the joint itself and keep my own joint if I could.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. And just a little background. I've got my right ankle fused, and I've had my left ankle replaced 2 times.
Oh, dear.
And I don't want to do a knee replacement unless I absolutely have to. Now, what kind of doctor would I see for this PRP stem cell therapy?
I can tell you not only what kind of doctor, but a specific doctor.
Oh, yes. Okay. Our favorite doctor.
Okay.
His name is Dr. Daniel Nelson.
Oh, Daniel Nelson. Okay, I'll write
Dr.
that
down. Daniel Nelson, MD. He practices here in Kirkland over at Evergreen area.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you my personal experience with Dr. Nelson, because I had not a knee, but a hip issue. I was skiing, doing some glacier skiing back around 2000, 2001. And I got stupid. I was skiing very fast down the glacier while looking behind me to see if the other guys were catching me or not. And I hit the ice going really, really fast and suffered a subcapital fracture. I ripped the ball right off that femur and had to have surgery to kind of put some screws in to hold it in place. But because it damaged the blood supply, part of that ball died. And so I had an irregular ball at the top of my hip. And that irregular surface really aggravated the wear and tear. So I developed significant arthritis in that left hip as a result of that injury. I saw Dr. Nelson. He took blood out of my arm to get the PRP. He took some blood out of my iliac crest, out of my bone marrow, and he isolated the stem cells and the PRP, and he injected that mixture into my hip. Now, over the course of about the next 3 to 4 months, I had significant healing, and my pain decreased. I mean, the pain had gotten so bad, I couldn't walk up a mild hill without pain. And it got to the point that I could walk and climb stairs just fine, but I still had pain when I tried to run. So he went back about 6 months later and did it a second time and did another dose of stem cells and PRP. And then over the next 4 to 6 months, that healed up completely. And that's now been, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. And I can run and jump and have no pain in that hip at all. So, you know, hips are more durable than knees. So I can't tell you you'll get as good a result as I did. And it did take 2 therapies instead of 1. But it really helped me. I have no residual pain in that left hip at all. Now, as it would happen, I'm now 77 years old. I'm developing, I think, some arthritic discomfort in my right hip now. I can still run on it, but if I run very hard and long, it bugs me the next day, that night and the next day. So I'm actually was planning when I got back from my trip to send Dr. Nelson a text and say, "Hey, Dan, let's talk about my right hip now."
Oh, boy.
maybe before I wait for it to get really bad like I did my left one, you know, maybe we could do something about the right hip in the near future. So I depend on Dan for my own joints.
I'm going to go over and kick that. But I'd be willing to go over there, no problem, to avoid knee surgery. Now, where's Dr. Dan Nelson? He's in the Kirkland area?
Yeah, he's over in, what's that area called over where the hospital's at?
Yeah.
Totem Lake
area. Yeah. And I even have his website here, so you can do a little homework on him if you'd like to.
Yeah, okay, what's that?
Okay, Dr. Dan Nelson, and that's at danielnelsonmd.com.
Indeed. Okay.
.com. And I have a phone number if you'd like that as well.
Yeah, sure.
425-823.
What was that? 425 what?
823-4000.
823-4000.
Yes, right. For Dr. Dan Nelson. Okay.
Okay, very good. I appreciate your information, and it gives me another road to maybe go down over versus the knee replacement.
Yeah, he's certainly worth at least talking to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your information.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call, Jerry. You hear the music. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with John and more of your calls. Here's the number. It's 206-421-5757. Get into that call queue while you can. We have just a half hour left of our show today. This is Leading Edge Medicine. We'll be right back. Medicine. My name is Lynette, here with Dr. Jerry Nixon. Dr. UMAT has the weekend off, taking your phone calls, talking with you about your health as we're aging. Here's that number. It's 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We have John from Vancouver, Washington on the line now. Hi, John.
Hello, John.
Hi. Thank you for your community and military service, Doctor. I really appreciate both of them.
Thank you, sir.
On my cholesterol count, I've got a 38 HDL and a 89 LDL. The ratio of three. Is that good, bad, or dangerous?
Very good. I like that ratio.
Oh, okay.
In a man, the normal ratio is four. By 3.5, you have about one-third or one-fourth the risk of cardiovascular attacks. And by 3.0, you're on the bottom of the chart.
Oh, that's great.
Very nice ratio.
Okay. Now I got testosterone. I got 489 on total.
Okay.
I've got... 62 on free.
Mm-hmm. Low. You know, you're doing about where most men in their 70s would run. You know, when I'm treating people in my clinics, I'm shooting for a total up around 700 or 800. And I'm shooting for a free between about 150 to 180. The free testosterone in a healthy 20-year-old is up around 200 to 210. So, you know, your 61 is pretty low. But it's where older men usually run. So if your goal is to be, if what you want to be is normal, you are normal. If what you want to be
I want to be normal.
Yes. I think normal is great when you're 18, but by the time you're 50, normal sucks. And your 70s and 80s, normal is totally unacceptable as far as I'm concerned.
I'm 20 days short of 90. So.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, if you were my patient, I'd be carrying you significantly higher than you are.
How would I jack that up?
How would you jack it up? Well, you see a doctor that does what we do, and they would have a custom compounded cream that you'd apply each morning and wash off each evening, and we would adjust the dose until we got you where we wanted you. But we would not just look at testosterone. Okay, testosterone is an important hormone, and in men and women, it's often allowed to go far lower than it should with age. But we'd never look at just testosterone. We also adjust your pregnenolone, progesterone, dehydroepiandrosterone, estradiol, three thyroid hormones, your IGF-1, your insulin-like growth factors. We look at eight different hormones because every one of those eight does something important to your body. And our goal is to move all eight of those into the middle of a healthy, youthful range. And if we do that, then we give your body some real metabolic advantages over what it has now, so that you make muscle preferentially over fat, that we make your bones start growing thicker and stronger and firmer. We decrease inflammation throughout your body. We help you to grow new tissues more efficiently. And so that if you exercise, you get stronger. And if you eat properly, you lose body fat. We try to give you the metabolism of a healthy younger person. And that takes more than just testosterone.
I was with your clinic for a short while. I had a scheduled conflict with Dr. K down in Tacoma. I lived near that area for a while, mm-hmm. But I'm down in Vancouver now. And is there any way I could participate with your clinic
yes.
now?
Yes, there
remotely?
Is. Oh, yes.
Sure, there is. Yeah, we can, you know, we do need to get your blood draws and stuff, but most sure. of our visits can now be done by telemedicine. You know, we get you on a video call, and we can show you your laboratory work and send you a copy of it, and you sit down with your doctor, and you get your standard hour-long visit by video call.
Okay. How do I do that?
Oh, I'm so glad he asked. We've got the answer for you right here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. When you become a patient of Longevity Medical Clinics, and of course we have three, Linwood and Tacoma and Kirkland, here is the number to call and ask them for that free health analysis appointment. That's what you want to start with, okay?
Although he's already been a patient.
He's already been? Okay.
Yeah. He was a patient many years ago.
So they can already jump him in there and get blood work done and start him up again.
Yes, and we've got
probably changed doctors down there by now.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. We've got a great doctor down in Tacoma, Dr. Felice, Jake Felice, and he does really nice work. Very, very, I call him a young man. I guess he's in his 50 or early 50s, but compared to me, he's a kid. So, your perspective changes as you get older.
There you go. Yes. So you can ask for Dr. Jake in Tacoma and let me give you the phone number, okay?
Okay.
That number is 1-866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's thank you very much. And thank you again, you guys. You do
You're
a great
welcome,
job.
Sir. You take
you
care.
You have a great day and a good year. It's going to be a good
I
year
for us. I sincerely hope we will.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call, John. All right, we've got another caller on the line, but let's talk more about Longevity Medical Clinics. Three right. of them. One that has got to be close to you. And like you were saying, Dr. Mixon, you can start off, get your blood work done, and then do some telemedicine.
Yeah, what we're doing, I've actually now hired a doctor whose thrust is going to be basically our out-of-state patients.
Okay.
It's an MD that we've brought in who we are looking at taking Longevity Medical Clinic national. And so as people call us from other states, most of my doctors only have a Washington license. Mm. So this is a new physician that we are licensing in all 50 states plus the District of Columbia, so that anywhere there is a patient that wants to be a part of Longevity Medical Clinic, we can do them remotely. And we'll arrange to get their blood draws wherever they are, and the labs come to us, and we get them on a video call. We send them a copy of their labs, so they have their laboratory work, and they can do their check-ins with the doctor by telemedicine. So I'm really kind of excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we've been doing some telemedicine for some of our patients ever since COVID. Mm-hmm. During COVID, we did a lot of it. But we said, you know, if we can do it during COVID, why don't we do it more frequently? And so this has now given us the opportunity to do it nationally, but we have to license someone everywhere. It simply costs too much to license all of my doctors in all of the states.
Yes, yes.
You know? And the paperwork to keep everybody licensed everywhere and up to date. But I'm bringing in a brand new doc who's, that's his job, is
perfect,
doing our national stuff. So anyway, we certainly can handle this gentleman down in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem at all.
Not a problem. Again, that phone number if you'd like to get started with longevity, and we would love to have you a patient here this year. Sooner the better. Here's the number. It's 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can also find out more about us and the doctors, see some wonderful videos, and even hear some of our previous radio shows. We call them podcasts. Those are available for you every Tuesday on our website. You can go to lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. Taking a quick break, we're back with Bill. We're going to talk about sleeping issues in just a moment. Stay right there.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
All right, Dr. Mixon, we are back with more Leading Edge Medicine and a topic we've not talked about yet today. Sleeping issues. We have Bill on the line. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Okay, Bill, how can I help you with your sleep?
Hey, hi. Thanks for taking
Oops.
I don't have back problems, anything. I've always been an athlete, but in about the last year, when I go to bed at night, my arms go to sleep. If I lay on the right, especially the right one, will, and I go over and lay on the left, and they actually both go to sleep. And okay, I can get on my back, and they go to sleep. But then when I get up and I shake my arms around, it goes away. What the heck's going on?
Sounds like you got nerve compression. Is this,
yeah,
you said both arms, is it just from, you know, the hands and wrist? Does it start from the elbows down? Does it go all the way up to your armpits? What portions of the arms are going numb?
All the way to the armpit.
Okay. My guess is that you've got an issue in your neck.
Okay.
So this is probably going to turn out to be a cervical nerve issue.
Okay.
So, you know, we need to get you into a neck specialist. And I'm not talking about a chiropractor here. I'm talking about an orthopedist / neurologist, somebody that really is up to date on neurologic issues in the cervical spine.
I gotcha. Yeah.
If it was just one side or the other, I'd say probably a brachial plexus, something in your upper arm or armpit. But when it's both sides, more likely higher up somewhere in the cervical spine.
Yeah. That makes sense. I'll tell you why. I played football, and we used to block with our head.
Yes.
I don't need to tell you anymore.
No, that's an abomination.
I also played rugby, and it was legal back then, and now they call it sparring, but when I played, we wore leather helmets.
Yeah, I understand. No, You need to see somebody that's really good with cervical spine, because the cervical spine is touchy. The people who work on that area have to be really good at what they do. But my guess is probably something they'll be able to take the pressure off those nerves and get you functioning normally again.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for the advice. I kind of thought that's what it was.
Yeah.
So I'll.
I'm glad to confirm your diagnosis for you.
Do you have any advice on on one of these specialists, or just do my research?
It depends on where you live. Personally, I go over here to Totem Lake.
Bill, what area are you from? I didn't catch that.
Because I see the guys.
I'm down in the Shelton area, so Olympia would be good for me.
Yeah, I'm sure there must be some good people down there, but I don't know them. You know, I live up in Kirkland, so I don't bump into the guys in Olympia very well.
All right.
So, all right. Wish I could help you more with the recommendation.
You kind of, I, yep, Hey, have a good, happy new year.
Happy new year to you. A happy, prosperous, healthy one is what we're shooting for, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
All right. Take care, my friend. Bye-bye.
Very good. Dr. Mixon, we have just a few minutes left of our show today. You want to give us a little idea of what you're working on? Maybe some things that we can look at in the new year? I mean, you just got off a plane last night.
I know.
So we want to get all the info we can from you.
Well, you know, I am looking really hard at turning Longevity Medical Clinic and Relief Factor into growth machines for this next year. And so, yeah, I've hired a new doctor. We are expanding our range. We're starting to do a lot of stuff online. I've got a full-time online marketing person now that's going to help us. So we're looking at taking Longevity Medical Clinic as a national clinic. We've got new products for the Relief Factor company, the Think Factor, and then we got a new one we'll be calling Smart Kid for later on, even for children.
Very good.
I've got a busy 2 or 3 years ahead of me.
Yes, you do.
And nothing too exciting. Well, excites the hell out of me. Come on, I shouldn't say not too exciting because I am excited. I really, really want to find ways that we can measure at reasonable cost immune function, thymus function. Mm. You know, we have a great big thymus when we're first born. And the thymus produces our immune cells. And it's those immune cells that protect us against infections, make us immune to viruses and so on, and also prevent cancers. And as we age, we use up our immune cells because our thymus shrivels up and almost totally goes away. And so we aren't producing very many new immune cells. And so old people get a lot of cancer. They die from infections easily. And there is some indication now that we might be able to reactivate our thymus and kick our immune system back into high gear like it was maybe in our 30s or 40s.
Wow.
If we can do that, if that pans out, that's something I really want to bring into Longevity Medical Clinic because that could easily add 10, 15, 20 years of healthy living to American people. So, you know, if I can make us more resistant to infections and cancers, that'd be a biggie.
Yes.
So that's literature I'm following very closely. I'm working with some folks at the laboratories right now so that we can measure immune function more efficiently. And the biggest problem right now is trying to get the costs down so that people can actually afford it. Because you're old, you're not sick. You know, declining immune function is considered a normal part of aging. And so insurance companies don't cover the testing. So I'm working really hard now at trying to deal with some folks that if we do enough of it, do a volume, that maybe we can get the testing down to a reasonable cost that more people can afford. Then the next one is, you know, can we get a doctor outside of Washington State that can do the growth hormone?
Okay.
Because growth hormone is necessary to boost immune function. To get thymus growing again. And unfortunately, Washington is about the only state in the union that doesn't let us use growth hormone in older people. Everywhere else in the country. So I want to get a doctor somewhere else, Arizona, Texas, Florida, Wisconsin, I don't care. Somebody somewhere that we can get on board and help us to boost that thymic function in older people.
Very good. All right. Now, one of the things we talked about earlier in the show was the gallery test that was brought up quite a bit earlier today. Will we be doing something like that again in the new year?
We'll be doing 2 or 3 gallery festivals again. You know, we did that a couple, 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Once more, it's one of those things that I'm hoping Medicare will start paying for, and then they won't have to come to us to get it. They'll be able to get it from their family doctor. But right now, it's still an out-of-pocket expense, and it is up close to $1,000.
Okay.
So, you know, we need to have a large enough volume of people each time to make it worthwhile so we can get the cost down enough.
Okay. And we have gotten it down a little bit.
We got it down some. Yeah. I want to get it down more.
All right.
My goal is to take the benefits from longevity to as many people as possible. And that means keeping the cost as low as possible. You know, we are the lowest cost comprehensive program of our type in America. Nobody does the comprehensive program we do at the price we do it. So I'm always looking for ways to do more for less. And
we like that.
That's part of my goal.
There you go. As your patients, we like that, right?
Yep.
And yes. We do.
Well, I like it just because I didn't go into medicine just to treat rich people. You know, I want to take the benefits of what we do to as many Americans as possible. And if I can only take part of it to people, then I'll give them part of it.
Okay.
But I want to get as much as we can to as many people as we can at the lowest cost practical.
Ah, thank you, Dr. Mixon. All right. Well, you can get home now and maybe even unpack that suitcase because you pretty much came from the airport to...
We did not unpack.
Maybe even get a little bit of
a suitcase in the living room and
get a little nap in for the jet lag.
That's right.
Caught up.
Okay.
Today is Saturday.
It is.
All right. Dr. Mixon, thank you so much. So many wonderful calls today. And we will be back next week with more Leading Edge Medicine for You with Dr. Jerry Mixon live in the studio, as well as Dr. Samira Umat. Thank you for your calls. Thank you for listening. And Happy New Year from all of us here at Leading Edge Medicine and Longevity Medical Clinics.